Fan-run radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Yeah, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Hour number two of The Drive here on Fox Sports Knoxville, getting kicked off. Presented by our friends over at Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive, where you can earn 1.75% on a free checking account at Citizens National Bank. 21 branches throughout Knox, Sevier, and Jefferson counties to serve you. Visit cnbtn.com to find the branch nearest you. Bank simple, bank local, and simplify your life with Citizens National Bank. All your personal banking needs can be handled there with a variety of checking and savings options, plus chip-enabled debit and credit cards. They're right here in your community to help you safely and securely manage your everyday cash flow and build your rainy day savings. You know, I wasn't sure about a year ago whenever the chip came out on your card. Yeah, I wasn't sure about that.
Don't tell me you're a fan of the chip.
I hate it.
I've come to accept it.
What purpose does it serve other than delay me at the checkout?
To protect you from those who would steal your stuff.
Like skim your number or something?
Yeah. To swipe you, like what happened to Chance last year.
Repeatedly.
Yeah.
I'd like to know where Chance was putting his ATM card.
He's got the chip now. Should be good. I've at first it was like, oh, this is kind of inconvenient, but I quickly got used to it, and I'm fine with it now.
I don't like whenever you put your chip in and then it does that beeping noise at you.
It's like, take it out! No! Take it out!
And it won't work on the slider deal.
Well, they should just get rid of the slider. The slider's done. We're through with the slider. Can we agree with that? We're done with the slider? The slider was neat for about 20 years. That was the method that we all were accustomed to and familiar with, and it worked for a long time, but then, you know, it's just a couple of criminals out there.
Yeah, but what happens if you're... something's wrong with your chip.
No, the same thing that happened when something was wrong with your slider. You got to get a new card.
Or you just enter it manually.
Well, they don't let people, a lot of people don't enter manually anymore.
Citizens National Bank.
I do.
You can be secure. You can be safe with their chip-enabled debit and credit cards right there in your community to help you safely and securely manage your everyday cash flow and build your rainy day savings at Citizens National Bank. Yeah, starting the great debate, the smoking hot question, if you will, with John Tweet there last hour. What are your expectations for the Alabama game? And we'll give you three options here. Option number one, win the game. Option number two, cover the spread. Don't get embarrassed. Don't get humiliated. Don't get blowed out. Option number three, get blowed out. Is that what you're expecting? Not what you want to happen, what you expect to happen. What are your expectations for the Alabama game, Bear?
We're getting blowed out. I mean, I say that with all love and caring as a fan, but I mean, let's get real, dude. We're getting blown out.
If Missouri... And I guess they lost by 29. So, I mean, that's right there. And that's on the road. We've got the game at home. I want to cover the spread. I expect to cover the spread. I'm not going to sit here and say I expect to win. I know Jeremy Pruitt would say he expects to win. And the players and everybody, like, that's how you go into a game. And that's good. What are you doing? Can you just stop?
Yeah.
And concentrate with me for just a second.
I'm concentrating.
I'm building momentum here.
Well, build it.
What do you expect to happen in the Alabama game? What are your expectations, Brandon Ork?
I'm with Bear. I expect to get blown out.
Wow.
Everybody's going to be. I mean, we all know what's coming, Russ. Build excitement how? 98% of the normal people that understand the fundamental rules and how football works knows we're getting blown away on Saturday.
What, you thought we were going to get blown out last Saturday?
No, it's not the same. No. Not at all.
I thought we'd actually keep it close last Saturday.
I said I saw a path to victory. You can ask our next
phone
caller.
You guys say all this after the fact, but where were you?
Pull the damn tape.
Where were you Friday? Let's pull the tape of checking a record Friday at National RX, and not a one of you had the balls to pick Tennessee
to
beat Auburn.
To you.
You're gutless.
I didn't think
gutless.
You didn't pick them.
Whoa,
gutless.
Didn't think we would win, but I thought it would be close. I don't think this is going to be close.
Did I or did I not say I see a path to victory?
Oh, I see a path.
That's very vague.
That's vague.
No, it's not.
I saw a path to victory.
And I spelled it out. We turn them over, keep it close, dirty up the game, and we win it at the end.
Why didn't you pick them?
Because
you're gutless.
You lord it over us about how you win the picks every year, so I'm having to get strategic with my picks.
What? How are you going to pass me if you just pick the games that I'm going to pick?
Yeah, what's strategic about
picking the
same games?
It sounds like a pretty stupid strategy.
I didn't pick the same games as him last week.
Sound like a bad strategy to me. Then again, what I got a 7-game cushion now, Brandon.
Only 6.
It's over. It's over. It's over. Let's go to the phones. What's your expectation? Win the game, cover the spread, or get blowed out? And I guess, like, really, you could cover the spread and still get blowed out. I mean, that's kind of my – you lose by 25 points, you cover the spread. That's still blowed out, in my opinion. Phil is next on the drive. What do you say, Philly?
What do you say? Do you feel better now?
I'm having
back
a great
to work
day.
And screaming at me, Philly. He's feeling fantastic.
I enjoyed that Bammer Jammer you had on last hour telling us how great Alabama was.
That was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Phil?
Oh, yeah. To get somebody, why don't you get Eli Gold on for a segment? I mean, you just want to rub salt in the wounds.
This is Eli Gold.
Well, I mean, did he say anything that wasn't true?
No, but we already knew the truth. We already know it. I mean, I don't see you getting guests from some of these crummy teams that we beat. I mean.
No, it's not true. I mean, we've had somebody on from – this is what we do. It's part of the production process of the show is during football season we get guests on who cover whoever the opponent is, no matter if they're good or if they're lame, and give us some background.
Well, we know the background, you know. I just hope we don't get annihilated as bad as we did the last time they came to Neyland Stadium. So that was a total embarrassment.
I've tried to block that out. What happened the last time they were here? Oh, that was when Hurts just ran around the left, around the right, around the left, just like did whatever they wanted.
Yeah, and they put about half our team in the hospital in that game, too.
Some of those were cheap shots.
Right, that's where McKenzie got hurt.
And then they hit – that was where Kamara, he got hit.
Out of bounds, yeah.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 yards out of bounds. They didn't call it.
Well,
they don't ever call anything on them. That's what pisses me off about it, Phil. I mean, we know we're going to get blowed out, but good Lord.
You don't have to get jobbed while we're at it.
Yeah.
Well, I say if we're behind more than 3 scores in the first half, it's time to put the second and third string in. But we won't save our bodies for the rest of the year. I hate to be that way, but you got to be smart. It's more important for us to salvage, get the 500 this year than it is to put up a nice, meaningless, it's almost like, the Germans trying to beat the Russians at the end of the war. It wasn't going to happen.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about emptying the bench and going through some of those pro football focused numbers. Like, some of the backups on the defensive side of the ball are grading out higher than some of the starters. Like our highest graded out players on the defensive line the other day were Alexis Johnson, Paul Bain, and Emmett Gooden. So, yeah.
Well, they're showing some flashes. We might need to play. These guys are starting to get better. In all honesty, Jeremy Pruitt's going to find a way. He's going to have Alexis Johnson and the kid from Nashville that plays defensive line, what's his name? The made SEC Player of the Week.
Kyle Phillips.
He's going to have him in the NFL. Thanks to Jeremy Pruitt.
How about that? How about that?
Near the radar screen until Jeremy Pruitt came in here.
Yeah, I mean, the player development is what we had hoped it'd be so far. I mean, we're only six games in, and, you know, hopefully this guy is the real deal and he stays here for a while. But so far you're seeing some of the potential emerge from some of these guys like Kyle Phillips. I think a lot of people just kind of assumed, yeah, he's just damaged goods, a lot of shoulder injuries there. He's just never going to live up to the hype. But he's playing football now. He's starting to show why he was a five-star prospect coming out of Hillsborough High School.
Yeah. And you look at it, the linebackers are getting a little better each week. Kirkland, maybe if he comes back next year, he'll, maybe halfway healthy. I don't know.
Yeah, and another thing, talk about these grades. Are Chance Hall graded out the best of any of our offensive linemen? Jeremy Pruitt said yesterday, you know, he's a guy who's been through a lot, and one telling comment he said is hopefully he'll be able to get the strength back in his leg and become the player he used to be. So he basically admitted he hasn't trained in 2 years because he's had all these knee issues, and if he can just get back healthy enough to where he can do some weightlifting and everything, he might be able to finish up strong and have a nice senior season.
Well, he's a junior, isn't
he? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come back next year. Closer to full health.
And if they can get those two or three of those big linemen we're wanting in the offensive line, and then you get some of these injured people back, the offensive line, as bad as it's been, it ought to be a strength next year.
Well, that's the hope. I mean, all these guys come back, and hopefully, you know, we talk about development. Can Drew Richmond do the same thing that Kyle Phillips is doing? Can he become a productive player? Because he hadn't been productive his first couple of years here.
No, but he is better than he was last year, because I'm saying that a lot. But
Trey Smith, I think Trey we all think
he needs, like you say, another year. He needs to, he just needs to. Well, he's been, had the blood clot issue. What can you do?
No, Ryan Johnson, the kid from Cordova, Banks's teammate, Carvin. Can he develop? You know, some bodies there who are going to come back next year. And you're right, Phil. Hopefully, there's no excuse for having poor offensive line play last year. I'll give him a pass this year, but next year it needs to be much improved.
Yeah, it's not going to come down to the quarterback next year.
This is something I was thinking while we were talking with Mark Burnett earlier about Jalen Hurts. Did Garantano do enough last week to solidify himself as the long-term starter here?
Well, I don't hope it's not a one-game thing. If it's just a one-game thing, then Jalen Hurts is what we need. But if Garantano plays good the rest of the year and gets us to a bowl game, then there is hope for him.
I would agree with that. I would say the jury is still out. That was a great sign. And we'll see what happens against Bama. Hopefully he stays healthy and can play those last five games. And if he can lead us to at least three wins there, then I think that he's probably the odds-on favorite to be the guy going into 2019.
Don't be so rough on Bear there, David.
What do you mean, being rough on Bear?
He's domineering, Phil.
We had fun ripping y'all last week, so, I guess try to get back. See?
What do you mean, ripping me?
Some people took some cheap shots at you, Russ.
Man, y'all just stood by and let it happen, huh?
I didn't.
Not even here to defend myself?
Oh, you're good, Bear. You're good.
What do you mean?
Trying to play it cool like you just let it. You weren't going to let it slide by, that you stood up for us. Yeah, right. You joined right in with them.
Who?
Bear didn't have my names. Back. Is this true, Rick Butler?
Absolutely. Rick Butler's a liar. Wow. He's still pissed because I told him to be quiet when he was babbling on last week with his icy, frosty cold takes on modern
hip-hop music. It's the ones you think have your back the most.
That's inexcusable.
Will it be fun seeing Bush back Saturday?
Will it? Do you see those videos going around social media today?
Look at that guy just taunting him like from the second row. Hey, Lyle!
Got any pricks?
Wow.
I loved it.
Old Botch. You think he gets to go stay at his house? I don't think he's sold his house yet.
No.
He's got a house like two doors down from Pruitt. Isn't that kind of weird?
No, not really. Maybe a little.
Awkward, like walking the dog. Butch is home for a off weekend. Like he's walking the dog as Pruitt's going to get his paper.
When Pruitt's got all his assistants over there on the front porch.
He does the thing where like he's like pretends he doesn't see. I'm just a look away. Oh, I'm so focused on walking the dog. I just don't notice my usurper standing in the driveway. Hi, Jeremy. How you doing? Lovely morning. It's critical.
It's critical.
Do a quick timeout right here on the drive. Get some phone calls rolling. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show. 546-8200. We'll be right back.
The Drive. This is The Drive. The Docket, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of The Drive. Injured? Call 865-546-1111. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, they'll come to you. Visit their website at wreckintoacheck.com. Now, to The Docket.
Louisville football player Kamari Averett has been arrested and charged with putting a gun to his girlfriend's head and threatening to kill her.
That doesn't seem like a very good idea to me.
The tight end has been suspended from the team. Averett is being held on $10,000 bond pending arraignment. University police charged him with first-degree wanton endangerment and fourth-degree assault. According to the arrest citation, Averett realized his laptop was missing from a backpack returned by his girlfriend. He then approached her car and put a gun to her temple, threatening to kill her. This is not how we solve problems, people. The report adds that Averett threatened to shoot the car and told her he would, quote, have my people looking for you. That's nice. The suspension is indefinite, Coach Bobby Petrino says in a statement that Averett is barred from the team facility and activities. Petrino adds that the team strives to, quote, you like this, develop a culture of accountability that everyone in our program must live up to. Much lighter news. And this is a couple days old. I'm sure a lot of people have already heard about this one, but we got to give it the Drive treatment, right? A police report released last Thursday says a man from Bristol, not Bristol, Connecticut, Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, had to defend himself from his father by what? Fill in the blank.
Was his dad trying to kill him?
Yes. Had to defend himself from his father by running him over with a lawnmower.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Really? Witnesses told investigators that the man had tried to attack his son with a chainsaw while the victim was mowing the yard at a residence off Highway 421. The man was found at the scene bleeding from his head and with leg injuries. 76-year-old Douglas Ferguson was charged this week with attempted second-degree murder related to the June 28th encounter. He's in jail without bond on an additional violation of probation charge. He's charged, issued a $25,000 bond on the attempted murder charge. So, guy's mowing his lawn.
Right.
His dad comes out wielding a chainsaw.
Right, so he runs over.
So he runs over him with the lawnmower.
Oof.
That's a hell of a battle right there.
Think you just run from him?
You think it was a riding lawnmower or mower?
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh,
he ran. I don't know, man. I would feel like the chainsaw is the advantageous position, right? You want to have the chainsaw in this.
Yeah, that's how
it definitely gives you mobility.
I don't understand how the guy with the chainsaw didn't win. Well, nobody wins, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, like what would you rather, like, what would you rather touch with your hand? A chainsaw or the lawnmower? Yeah, you got to choose one. What are you going with?
I'll take the chainsaw.
I think I'm going chainsaw.
I wouldn't tell
you. You're probably losing a digit either way, but I'm just.
You're losing your whole hand if you touch the lawnmower.
Not necessarily.
If it's one, got one of those mulching things on it too, like then your it just gets shredded up. You know, bones sticking out everywhere of a mound of flesh.
Yeah, sort of.
All right.
You ever had a lawnmower accident?
Yeah.
Really?
We aren't going to talk about it on air. I'll take
no?
a break.
No. Well, I know a guy who had a lawnmower accident when he was like 7 or 8 years old. Cut up his leg.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, no, mine was when I was like 35.
He's mine was like last week. Well, you still got all your fingers.
Most of them.
Wait, yeah, you've got all your fingers. Well, tell us what happened.
We'll talk about it off the air.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you want me to.
I know a guy who...
Well, you don't have to get like gruesome. Like, what happened? Did you, like...
The blade hit it. Hit one of my fingers.
Well, obviously. Yeah. I gathered that much. But, like, what is your finger doing together inside the lawnmower?
That's not where it was originally. It got my hand got pulled in.
I'll tell you, one of the scariest moments of my life was when I flipped a rider while I was on it.
You
like
get killed
doing
that.
A hill, and like I felt it tipping, and it's probably the most athletic move I've ever did because it's like by necessity. Like as it was tipping, I was able to like leap off of it and soar majestically through the air to safety.
Okay, there's so no if we had a video of this. He looked like one of those golden retrievers running down a hallway trying to turn a corner on.
I heard like Chariots of Fire playing in the background as I flew through it. Dun, dun, yeah, uh-huh. Dun, dun,
okay.
Dun. You ever see that movie, Chariots of Fire?
Long, long
Terrible.
Time ago.
Boring movie.
I knew a guy who cut his fingers off using just a wood saw. He's a carpenter.
What an idiot. Wait, you mean a handsaw?
No.
Yeah, Bear. He was using a handsaw and he cut himself.
Shut up, Russell.
He just kept on going and sawed right through the finger.
Some people have really sharp saws. It could.
No, so it was one of those
table saw.
Yeah, and he's pushing the wood and it just
right over.
Yep. Before he even knew it.
Ooh.
Let's not go down this.
That's why I'm just not a handy guy. It's not that. Like, I just don't – the tools, no, man. There's too many ways to lose fingers. Need my fingers. All 10 of them. Golly, man. Chainsaw versus a lawnmower. That's a tough one. That is a tough one. It's the docket brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of the drive.
They'll come to you.
No matter where you are. And turn your wreck into a check. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill getting it done every single day. OEB will come to you. 865-546-1111 is their phone number. They've got lawyers standing by 24/7, 365 days a year, ready at your beck and call. If you're injured in an accident and you need legal representation, give them a call. 865-546-1111. They'll come to you and go to work on your behalf at Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. Let's get a call from Zach. Good afternoon, Zach. You're on the drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. What's up?
How are you and Bear and Brandon doing today?
Hey, man, we're doing well. How are you?
Good. There's about as much as truth in Petrino's integrity comment as Dave Hart's. I have a level of expertise and a level of information no one else has.
Oh, man. Bobby Petrino, what are you doing?
I have a level of expertise, and I have a level of information that nobody else has.
Would you take Bobby Petrino today as your offensive coordinator if Tyson Helton left?
No. I don't want him around the program.
Well, I mean, what's the difference? You said a couple of weeks ago you'd take Hugh Freeze. What's the difference? They're both liars. They both cheat on their wives. I mean, what's...
Hugh Freeze is a better offensive mind.
I don't know.
I do. I'd rather have Freeze's.
Better offensive mind, Brandon Orick, Hugh Freeze, or Bobby P?
I don't know. I mean, if you'll remember.
Freeze just knows how to handle big time talent.
So is Petrino. I mean, do you not remember how good he had Arkansas back in the day?
Those guys weren't. He was recruiting. He wasn't swimming in the same waters. Those guys weren't highly talented.
He was in the SEC West.
I'm pretty sure. Did they win?
He was recruiting.
Did they win the division one
year? He did it. He's a system guy. He did it with lower-ranked guys.
They almost beat Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl. Probably should have.
Yeah, but they did.
Interesting debate we had a little bit last week. I was just going to get your take on it and see what you kind of thought about that.
I don't think that was never the objection with Hugh Freeze was whether or not he could coach or not. Let's not pretend like we're talking about like one of them is a great. They're both solid offensive minds with a proven track record of success. If we're gonna exclude Bobby Petrino as a pariah for being a liar and a you know what
he's got a more proven track record of scumbaggery everywhere he's been.
I don't know, man. He was just having a fling with a sexy volleyball player. It's not like he was straight up calling prostitutes.
Yeah,
while pounding the ball. At least Bobby Petrino, you knew what he was when he left the Falcons the way he did. When he tried to get Tuberville's job on that plane flying down to you know who he was. He's not out there like trying to I'm a plain honest man of integrity and faith like Hugh Freeze banging on the djembe drum. No, he's like, listen, I'm completely full of crap and I'm a sleaze bag, and that's what you're getting. You know what you're getting with Bobby Petrino. At least he's honest about being dishonest.
And no NCAA baggage.
Ah, true that. Anything else, Zach?
Yeah, one more thing. I know you guys are up against it, but on your smoking hot question, number three for me, if we're down 35-3 at the half, just empty your bench. We know the goals for this year is to get the bowl game. But I tell you what, same sentence, I would send everything in the kitchen sink at Tua and see how well that knee is, not trying to advocate anybody getting hurt.
Bear doesn't sign off on trying to put a guy out of the game.
You don't want to go down that road playing Alabama. You don't want to target their quarterback. Look, we just want to go out there, play the damn game, get it over with, get home. You start doing that with Alabama players.
So soft.
We'll see how soft I am outside there. Little Abner. Come at me. That's twice in one show.
Little
no
Abner.
More. You heard me. I didn't want to say something meaner.
What is Little Abner?
It's not soft. Yeah, go ahead. Let's go after Alabama's all-star quarterback. Let's see what happens to our quarterback. He'll put all our guys in a cemetery. And for you to come at me again.
You've been sitting here for the past 2 years advocating just about every game we play. All right, on the first play, I want to send somebody after their quarterback and hit them in the
spine. I've never said that about Alabama, though.
Well, what's different?
They can retaliate in kind. You don't want to piss them off. We just take our medicine and go home, trying to get 6 wins. It's like going up to Mike Tyson, punching him in the face.
Man, you are really scared of these guys, aren't you?
No, I just know what they can do. Have you watched them? Have you watched them the past 10 years or so?
No, I haven't seen them play. Are they any good? Yes, I've seen them play.
Oh, crap. You act like you didn't watch the Florida game 2 years ago. I don't know if you watch the games or not, depending on what kind of mood you're in. Your damn nature hikes, and you insist that you didn't watch the Florida game.
2015, I did not watch the Florida game.
You lie through your teeth.
Okay. I mean, whatever. At least I'm not scared.
You were on a post-game show for 4 hours breaking down the game right after it. Here in town.
So?
You're a fraud. You watched the game. Admit it.
I did not watch the
game. This has been bugging me for a long time, Smith.
Evidently.
It's been bugging me.
Evidently.
Just admit that you watched the damn game. You know you did.
Prove it.
3 years. Wow.
Prove it. You can't do it. It's a long time to let something fester like that, Bear.
Well, I listen to that post-game show frequently. It's funny. You had some great material that night. So I always give you a compliment even when I'm tearing you down. Build you back up. You're my captain.
Never seen the game. Stay with us. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on board. Today's Rigor Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question. What are your expectations for the Alabama game? 58% of the audience says...
Cover the spread.
Just cover the spread. What do you think? Second.
Get blowed away.
25% say get blowed away. 17% say win the game. 17% Twitter respondents.
17 people.
Expect to win.
Apparently still drunk off Saturday's high.
Expect to win. Expect to win. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Drive.
Russell Reward.
You're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Who is Little Abner? This is still puzzling.
Google it.
Why can't you just tell me?
You call me some kind of country bumpkin bear?
Yeah, Little basically that's what Abner. It was. I just didn't want to be that mean to you because I, you know, kind of like you a lot. You're like my little buddy.
Little Abner is
wasn't
a
sure
satirical.
Wasn't sure how you take me coming all full bore at you. I've never done it.
A satirical American comic strip that appeared in many newspapers in the U.S., Canada, and Europe featuring a fictional clan of hillbillies in the impoverished mountain village of Dogpatch, USA.
I mean, when you lay it all out there, it sounds kind of harsh.
I mean, what a reference. Lil Abner.
I guess that just shows you how old Bear is.
The strip ran from 1934 to 1977.
See? Just shows you how old Bear is.
I don't feel bad about it anymore, Brandon.
Lil Abner. A fictional clan of hillbillies in the impoverished mountain village of Dogpatch, USA.
You'd have us believe you didn't watch a Florida game and somehow you turned into like Jean-Claude Van Damme jumping off that damn lawnmower.
I didn't get cut sticking my hand in there like a dumbass. How'd that work out for you there, Einstein?
Not real well.
Let's go to the phones. Brooks is up next on The Drive. Hello, Brooks.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around that one, the 2015 Florida game. You didn't watch it, but you did a four-hour after-the-game call-in show?
I'm the consummate professional.
With cutting-edge analysis to boot.
Where do you get your info for your analysis? The big play of the game and all that without watching it.
You know, Brooks, in Russ's defense, pretty much you could pretty much probably guess how it was going to go with Butch Jones as our coach.
Well, you got a point there.
But, big lead and ends up in a crushing defeat.
I know, but being the premier call-in show that I just heard the law there, that you figure that it's kind of like a dereliction of duty to your call-in. I mean, did you tell the fans that were calling in, hey, folks, call in, but I haven't watched the show.
All week I said I'm not watching the game.
I went
on a hike in Cage Cove, did the 11-mile loop around there. We got out and walked a little bit. We did the Abrams Falls Trail, had some delicious sandwiches, and I came back in town and did my duty.
So sure there was somebody on that trail that can vouch for you, Yogi or Boo Boo or somebody. I don't know.
Lil Abner.
What are you staring at me for? Brandon's staring at me.
So did y'all see T get interviewed last night on the halftime on the Monday Night Football?
Who?
Alabama's quarterback.
Tua?
Yeah, Tua.
I did not see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they broke in at halftime and interviewed Mr. Everything down there, quarterback.
On Monday Night Football? Why?
Monday Night Football. I don't know. They just did. I've actually recorded it on my cell phone. I'd be glad to shoot it to you. But there it was. And I was shocked. I knew. Well, first, I'm shocked that Saban would let a sophomore do an interview, let alone on national TV.
I'm not, because he knows that high school kids are watching Monday Night Football and they say, wow, Alabama has their starting quarterback being interviewed on national TV at halftime of the Monday Night Football game. No other school has, I've never heard of that. Like, Florida State's never had a guy, Notre Dame, Clemson, they've never had a guy interviewed at halftime of the Monday Night Football game. It's a tremendous recruiting tool, as if they needed any help in recruiting.
I know. I just wonder if Saban's trying to pacify his star quarterback, keep him happy.
I was talking to Bear during the break. His younger brother, Talia Tungavaloa, is scheduled to come in on an official visit to Tennessee this weekend. He's committed to Alabama, and we're trying to flip him.
That would be sweet, I think. About this game coming up this week, it's for years it's always been Alabama's eighth game in a row on the schedule without a break. And I hate that we have never had the firepower since Saban came in there to take advantage of the fact there's their eighth game in a row before their break.
Well, yeah, this is year one of rebuilding. We've been through this before, so I don't think the expectations from the Tennessee fan base at large are great. There's only about 15% of fans on Twitter who say they expect to win. And, I mean, in their heart of hearts, do you think they really expect to win? This is not a measuring stick game for Tennessee. We know we don't measure up to Alabama. Pruitt knows it. You know it. I know it. We all know it. We're measuring ourselves against South Carolina, against Missouri, against Kentucky, unfortunately. And those are the games by which I'll judge whether or not we got done what we needed to get done this season. Not Alabama.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing you worry about Alabama is can you get out of there without any more injuries to that very thin group of young men we have over there. Can we just mail the game in? Here, you win. Let's save our guys for the rest of the season.
I don't want to mail it in. I want to go out there full of piss and vinegar and try and win the game. But knowing that, you know, as fans, we know that's probably not going to happen. But you never take the field in this conference not expecting to win, whether you're Vanderbilt, Alabama, or anybody in between. If we're struggling back there, if somebody tweaks a hammy or an ankle or something, you go ahead and get them out. If the game's a blowout or whatever, but if we don't win, even if we get just drilled, if it's 50-0, I think you just kind of, all right, that sucked. Wipe the slate clean. Get ready for South Carolina, because that in the small scheme of things this year, in a vacuum, South Carolina is the more important game than Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just That's how right. it is. We got some breaking news this afternoon on The Drive. Let's head to the Fox Sports Knoxville breaking news desk. Nevada authorities say a legal pimp who gained popularity on an HBO series about his business and a Republican candidate for the state legislature has passed away. Dennis Hoff, who ran the Love Ranch brothel outside of Las Vegas, had authorities summoned to the Bunny Ranch before 11 a.m. today, who's found unresponsive, not breathing. He's 72 years old. No signs of foul play. He was the Republican nominee for this year for a heavily GOP legislative district, so he will not get to go to Congress. Evidently, Hoff owned one of a handful of brothels in Nevada, the only state that allows them to legally operate. You ever see that show, HBO?
Yeah.
That guy was a character, wasn't he?
I mean, he's a pimp at the end of the day.
Well, he wasn't like a guy walking down the street with like a couple of girls, hey, what do you want? He owned like a...
You owned a brothel.
You owned a building with women where you could go in there and select who you wanted.
He was a pimp.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's kind of not...
Your feelings on the sex trafficking and sex workers is well documented on our
it
show,
is?
Russ. Yes, it is.
I don't feel like that's true. Whoa, wait a minute. Brandon, are my feelings on the sex trade well documented on this show?
I've only been on the drive for a few months now, so I don't feel like I'm in the...
Well, tell me, what are my feelings?
You got mad at me when I ruined your and Chance's fun with the whole freeze thing. You said I made it, that I ruined it.
Oh, no, no, no.
I do remember that.
You were just virtue signaling about how much you hate, you know, you care about the poor women,
facts.
About us. You care about it so much more than us. Do you think, let me ask you this. Do you think prostitution should be legal?
Legal? No.
Why not? Women 18, 21 years old, you know, legal adults want to do whatever they want with their body. Why shouldn't they be allowed to? In the land of the free, in the home of the brave. Well, I got to admit, you make a compelling argument. Stay with us. The drive continues.
We've had this argument numerous times, and you're not going to strawman me into it.
I'm not strawman. You didn't say anything.
I'm choosing not to engage with you because whatever I say, you're going to try and twist it around. Twist
no,
my words
that's
around.
Not my style. I'm not a word twister. Stay with us. The drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll be right back.
The drive. Look. The drive rages on.
Cold beer, hello. I got something to say. I can't keep you long.
All right, wrap it up here. Hour number two of the drive. We got hour three on the way here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Texas Fan 11 on the Twitter machine says, "You sheep need to stop getting your wool in a twist. Bama is not going to be interested in playing this game. It will not be a blowout, so enjoy. This is not a rival game anymore. Also, Auburn was not a signature win. They need Harvey Updike."
Roll down time.
Yeah, sorry, man. Usually I agree, and you're really funny on Twitter, but that was a signature win.
I think that remains to be seen. If they tank, if they go in the tank and go 6-6 or worse, it was not a signature win. I'm sorry. It was a good win. It was a hang your hat on the – like, it was a great time for us as fans, and it shows that we are headed in the right direction. It's great to win a game against a West opponent on the road. All that's still true. But if they don't have a good season, they weren't a good team. How can you have a signature win against a team that ends up stinking?
And they're losing at least two more, right? Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah, well, they've lost how many now? Three.
So that's five.
So they got at least five losses. They play who do they play? They play
Ole Miss
this week. They could lose that game.
And then have they played A&M yet?
I think they'll be lucky to get to 6-6. A&M will beat them. Yeah. So 6-6 is at best for them this year.
Mark the tape.
That wasn't a signature win, man. I'm sorry. Like, if they go 6 again, it's a good win, solid win, great win, great road win. But if the team ends up 6-6, it wasn't a signature win. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's what number they had beside them at the time you played them. I mean, is that
all right?
Is that, am I wrong?
Yeah. As usual.
All right. You're going to have to back that up when we continue. Hour number three of the drive coming up. It's Fox Sports Knoxville.